Cool, it is all going on at Arsenal, isn't it? Big news coming out of the club. You've got the announcement of Zubimendi, an excellent signing. You've got the news that Noni Madueke is potentially going to become an Arsenal player. We need to drill deep into that. And then the Gyökeres news as well. It really does feel like the transfer window, particularly at Arsenal, is starting to hot up. And we obviously have to start by announcing that Zubimendi is a player. Like, he is an Arsenal player. It's happened. They finally got it over the line. And I think this is a sensational signing. I really do. I think he's a needle mover. I think it is arguably the perfect signing for Arsenal. When you think about what Arsenal need in that midfield, when you think about the elevation that Arsenal need in that midfield, I certainly think that this could be a perfect signing. And Arteta has said that he feels goosebumps at the prospect of Zubimendi joining him at Arsenal, and you can totally understand why. A sensational player, a sensational signing, exactly the signing that Arsenal should be making. However, everything that I've just said, the enthusiasm, the optimism, the hope, the dreams, the genuine potential for Arsenal to win a league, when you talk about signing a player like Zubimendi, it feels like it immediately stifles. It feels like the brakes are immediately hit, and it feels like the excitement is quelled by the link to Noni Madueke. I mean, this one, this link to Madueke, it feels like it's the antithesis of everything that I just said about Zubimendi. It feels like this is not what they should be doing at all. And this conversation now that we're going to have about Noni Madueke isn't about, is Noni Madueke a good footballer per se? This isn't about, is Noni Madueke a decent player with potential who could do a job in the Premier League, who could go on to become one of the better players in the Premier League? All of that isn't the conversation that we're having here. The conversation that we need to have here is looking at Noni Madueke through the lens of being an Arsenal player. And you think about what Arsenal need. You think about where Arsenal need to strengthen. You think about the deficiencies in that Arsenal squad. And then you think about the characteristics of Noni Madueke's ability. What on earth is Noni Madueke going to bring to that Arsenal squad? What problem is Noni Madueke going to solve for Arsenal? And overall, I mean, I put something up on Twitter yesterday. It felt slightly tongue-in-cheek, but I basically said that one of Chelsea's best bits of business this summer could actually be getting rid of Noni Madueke and selling him to a rival. And on some level, that is true. Like, look, I don't like what Chelsea are doing here. I don't like Chelsea getting rid of Madueke, who is obviously a better player than Jamie Gittings, and bringing in Gittings. But if you look at it from an Arsenal perspective, what are they doing? What on earth are they considering signing a player like Noni Madueke for? Like, he's so wasteful in possession. Like, he is consistently so poor when it comes to decision making. He is, in my opinion, limited technically. I don't think he's what Arsenal need at all. And the link just doesn't make sense. You know, people want to argue, and there is truth in this. People want to argue about Noni Madueke's high ceiling. People want to tell me that Noni Madueke could go on to be a fantastic player. He contributes massively to Chelsea. He's one of Chelsea's most threatening wingers. Chelsea are a better team with him in it. And ultimately, if Chelsea score a goal and Noni Madueke is on the pitch, he's probably had something to do with it. And there is potentially at least a truth to that. There is potentially some mileage and oxygen in those points that I've just mentioned. But there is also a crucial stumbling block, and it's specific to Arsenal. Arsenal don't need to sign a player with potential. Arsenal are a team who have finished second in the league for 3 years running. They are a team who have been on the precipice of greatness for a long time. And Mikel Arteta has done an excellent job at that club in the way that he's steered the ship. He has changed Arsenal from, at various points, a joke. They were a punchline. And he has made them a serious contender. Regardless of what you think of Arteta, regardless of what you think of the lack of trophies that he's brought there in the last 5 years, he has changed that club from a punchline to serious. They are a serious football club. They have serious players. They have had statement results. They've beaten Real Madrid home and away. They have made it to a Champions League semi-final. And Arsenal are a club who are capable of winning top-tier silverware. And that is because of the contribution of Mikel Arteta. Now, they haven't got over the line. They fell at the last hurdle with regard to the Premier League in 3 seasons running. And they couldn't find a way past the ultimate winners of the European Cup. So they need the difference maker. They need to bring in somebody who's going to elevate, somebody who's going to change, somebody who's going to bring options for Mikel Arteta that he doesn't currently have. And I am afraid that Noni Madueke, even if you believe in him, even if you believe that he has the potential to become something great, this isn't the signing for Arsenal now. Arsenal do not need to talk about high ceilings. They do not need to talk about raising up the floor. They just need to sign a difference maker. And I'm afraid that Madueke is just not that. When you think about where Madueke wants to play, it's pointless. It's a pointless signing. When you think about maybe deploying him out of position, playing him on the other side, playing him... But I mean, is he even better than Martinelli? I don't think he is. Is he better than Trossard? I don't think he is. And playing players out of position, the optics aren't good. Signing players from Chelsea, the optics aren't good. Every player, and now what I'm about to say here, it doesn't really make sense in terms of what football is. Every single transfer exists in a vacuum. Simply signing a player from Chelsea that hasn't worked before doesn't mean that it won't work in the future. Having bad experiences of dealing with one club, every player is an individual, but the optics kind of matter, don't they? The optics are relevant. And Arsenal have made a pig's ear of signing players from Chelsea. And this goes back. This is entrenched into the club tradition. This goes back to when Jose Mourinho was accused of tapping up Ashley Cole. I say accused. This goes back to when Jose Mourinho tapped up Ashley Cole. Like, they got William Gallas. At the time, they thought William Gallas was going to be a great player for them. His contribution to the club was crying at St. Andrews. You know, Arsenal fans, dear friends of mine that are Arsenal fans, Harry Simeu, for one, will always argue with me that Kai Havertz has been a good signing. He hasn't. The reason why Arsenal haven't won a league is because they signed Kai Havertz and tried to utilise him as a centre-forward when he isn't a centre-forward. They tried to redefine him, reimagine him and make him an archetypal centre-forward, and he isn't that. And the reason that Arsenal didn't go and sign a proven centre-forward, the reason why Arsenal didn't spend a fortune on a centre-forward, was because they'd already spent the $70 million on Kai Havertz. So Arteta had to make it work, and that is what's cost them a league. This isn't only those two. There are other players that Arsenal signed. Raheem Sterling, for example. Willian, for example. David Luiz, for example. There are countless examples. I mean, the great Petr Cech, one of Chelsea's best players ever, went to Arsenal and it didn't work. So there are countless examples of this not working and going in for Madueke when they are where they are. And they've previously been linked to the likes of Eberechi Eze, Rodrigo. Now, they are proper signings. They are signings that I feel like Arsenal should be looking at. They are the kind of signings that I believe could win Arsenal a league. If Arsenal were to go out, and let's remember, Arsenal are a massive club. Because of the lack of domestic top-tier silverware, because they haven't won a league for a long time, I feel like we sometimes forget quite where Arsenal rank in the pantheon of great clubs. Arsenal are capable of signing anyone. They are, depending on your metric, they are the biggest club in London. They are one of the biggest clubs in the country. They are one of the biggest clubs, therefore, in Europe. They can go out and they can sign statement players. Eberechi Eze would be a outrageously good signing for Arsenal. You can tell immediately that he is ready for that challenge. You can tell immediately that what he would bring to Arsenal, what he'd bring to Arsenal if he was playing wide, what he would bring to Arsenal in terms of the belief, the pressure that he would put on Martin Odegaard, the performance that you may have to coax out of Martin Odegaard to elevate his performances to a level that would keep Eberechi Eze out of the team, or he would be replaced. You can see why that one works. Rodrigo, I mean, it just is what it is, isn't it, with Rodrigo? You bring in a player who has won a serial European Cup winner at Real Madrid, everything changes. When Arsenal were linked with players like that, you thought, right, okay. You know, they were sort of going to give a rebirth to that Sociedad midfield. Mourinho, Odegaard and Zubimendi. Made sense. Good players. You know, Mikel Mourinho is Spanish international, European champion. Doing the same as Zubimendi. Martin Odegaard was their best player the previous season. One of them, at least. And the signings made sense. Since then, I feel like Arsenal have gone a little bit off the boil. They've been a little bit stifled for creativity. And they would look to address that. And people have gone mad because people have said, well, Arsenal need to sign a striker. And they do need to sign a striker. But when you need to sign a striker, it's just because you need to sign a striker doesn't mean you don't need to elevate the rest of the team. And signing Rodrigo would work. Eze would work. Madueke, I cannot get my head around. Look, do me a favour. I would really appreciate your thoughts on this. Could you go into the comments and just let me know, do you think this would be a good signing? Do you, if you are an Arsenal fan, do you like the idea of Nonny Madueke coming in to back up Saka, to back up Trossard, to maybe replace Martinelli? Is this something that you like the idea of? Because for me, it doesn't make any sense. But the other news that has come in for Arsenal should now be inspiring, because this is the sort of news that Arsenal have been waiting for ages. And we are now hearing that personal terms are in place on a proposed 5-year contract for Viktor Gyökeres, the Sweden international, to go to Arsenal. And I'm about to say some words that Arsenal fans should be over the moon about. These words are actually the most significant of the entire video. And it's the most significant of the signing. Gyökeres has chosen Arsenal. He's waited for Arsenal. He has forced the move to Arsenal through. Do you know how important that is? To have a player playing for you who is desperate to represent you. To have a player playing for you who embraces the traditions of your club. To have a player playing for you who idolises your former heroes. The heroes that you love if you are an Arsenal fan. It's the same hero that he loves. He respects the traditions of the club. He will know who Cliff Baston is. Do you know how important it is to have players who play for Arsenal or play for your club who know who he is? The reason why Antonio Conte just got it at Chelsea was because he immediately immersed himself in the culture, standing there idolising the Peter Osgood statue. And Victor Gyökeres has done just that. He will know that Ian Wright broke Baston's record. He will know that Thierry Henry broke Ian Wright's record. And he will know the record that is currently standing is Thierry Henry's. Victor Gyökeres is an ambitious goal scorer, and he will be looking at that Thierry Henry record, which is a lot of goals, but it's not insurmountable. And when you look at the record that Victor Gyökeres has in the way that he just scores goals, it is like truly, truly unbelievable. And that is why he's become one of Europe's most in-demand strikers, if not Europe's most in-demand striker. 54 goals in 52 games. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we talking about? 54 goals in 52 games. Like, that is the ultimate definition of a bagsman. And not only has he done it, not only has he scored those goals, and this is crucial, the goals have counted for something. Sporting Lisbon won the double. Like, it's very important to acknowledge, these goals weren't just scored when the team finished fourth. You know, I don't like to bring any element of sneer or a snide attitude to somebody like Harry Kane. But up until very recently, no goal that Harry Kane had scored had counted for anything. Victor Gyökeres' goals matter. He's won his team the double. And, you know, winning Sporting the double in Portugal, it's not easy to do. They're a bigger club. Benfica, Porto, they're bigger clubs. So Sporting had to do something and do something special. And he was undoubtedly integral to that. So the fact that he is desperate to sign for Arsenal is massive. The fact that his goals have counted for something huge is unbelievable. The fact that he scores goals at such a ridiculous rate is just unbelievable. And you think about what this is going to do to Arsenal. Think about where Arsenal's season went a little bit rugged last year. Think about where it dropped off. Think about where they ultimately became too predictable and too easy to play against. It was when Kai Havertz and Gabriel Jesus got injured in, what, January, February time. They felt like it was consecutive for both of them. They lost one, they lost the other. They ended up playing Marino up front. Like, think about the depth that this is going to bring. Think about the quality that this is going to bring. Think about the elevation this is going to bring to Arsenal's front line. And anybody that is talking about should they go for Sesko, should they go for Gyökeres, this isn't even a debate. It just isn't a debate. Arsenal have done the right thing. Arsenal have gone out and they have been ruthless in their decision making here. And Andrea Berta deserves a pat on the back. What a day this is for Arsenal, potentially. They announce the Zubimendi signing, which is a game changer. It's a needle mover. And on the same day, they go and they get Gyökeres. And just for the record, anybody that is trying to argue or likes to spin the argument that Benjamin Sesko would be a better option, you're kidding yourself. And I don't want to hear anything about age. Like, Gyökeres is 5 years older, they should have gone for Sesko. This signing isn't about sell-on value. This signing isn't about potential. These signings that Arsenal make this year, it isn't about who they are tomorrow, which is why the Madueke one makes no sense. It isn't about the player that Benjamin Sesko could become over the next 5 years. It isn't about how much money could they sell Sesko for if ultimately he becomes the world's best and wants to go to Real Madrid. It isn't about that. It's about winning Arsenal the league next year, winning Arsenal the European Cup next year in Budapest. That's what these signings is about. And that's why the Madueke signing makes no sense to me. Zubimendi, top draw. What can you possibly say? Just a great signing. And if they get Gyökeres over the line, Arsenal fans will be in joyous mood, because it really does feel like this could be the day that the transfer window really does launch into full effect for Arsenal Football Club. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Busy day, lots going on. And I really do want to hear what you have to say. I'm going to be in the comments. The second that this video goes live, I'm going to be replying. I'm going to be seeing what you all have to say. So if you are new around here, would you please do me a massive favour? Click that subscriber button right now. It really does help me out, and I would love to welcome you into this community. Arsenal fans, let me know what you think. And also, if you're not an Arsenal fan, what do you think about these signings for them? Does it change them from also-rans to genuine title contenders? Let me know in a bit.